Blog Talk Radio. God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't worry about a thing. Just don't worry. Don't worry about a thing. Ooh, just give God the glory tonight. Come on, just give him the praise. You know, this is what removes things out of our way when we start praising God. Oh, don't worry. Don't let nothing worry you. Just start praising God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't you worry about a thing. Praise God. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Let God. Let God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
praise God, praise God, praise God. I pray that you are enjoying the praise. One thing about it, in order to conquer Satan and every one of his demons, you got to open up your mouth and give God some praise. In the midst of every situation, everything that you might encounter, God wants us to praise him. He wants us to acknowledge him. God will come down in our midst and he will destroy the enemy when we praise him. Praise God. Oh, praise God. We have to know how to get God's attention. We need to know when things just ain't going right, what we need to do and what we need to continue to do. We were created to praise him. So we need to do it. We need to praise God at all times. At all times. Every time you think about something finna happen. And not only for yourself. We're not going to think about ourselves, because the word said we ought to think more highly of others than we do our own selves. So you got to think about that other mother's son, that other mother's daughter. You got to think about the other one's situation where their marriage might be going bad. You got to think about, someone that is sick in a hospital room or wherever they may be. They may be in their home, bound, sick. You got to praise God for all this. Give God some praise. Give him praise. Give him praise for everything. Just worship him for that person that needs healing. And believe in God going to lift every heavy burden. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, it's all in your praise. It's all in your praise. Yes, God loves you so much. He just wants you to praise him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites radio program, coming to you live on Block Talk Radio. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are just so glad to come into your homes or wherever you may be. You may be driving along or whatever the situation may be. But, you may be laying on your sick bed. But we come to give you some of God's word. Praise God. To comfort you, to give you peace, because that's what God's word does. Praise God. God is an almighty God. He's an all-knowing God. He's an all-loving God. And he created us to praise him. So I praise God in your midst, or whatever you may be facing in life. You might be facing some financial difficulties that have landed you, in some deep debt. But guess what? But if you trust in the Lord with all your heart, your mind, your soul, God will get you out. He will deliver you out of that thing. He will set you free from some things. Praise God. That's the type of God we serve. He can do anything but fail. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's go to prayer. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we coming. Oh, God. Father God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, oh God. Wash us and cleanse us, oh God, from anything that's just not like you, God. Oh God, wash us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, God. And oh God, take out anything that shouldn't be. Help everyone, God, that may be going through, oh God, financial difficulties, God. We believe in, God, that you will provide for them tonight, God. Oh, we believe in, oh God. Those that are sick, oh God, will be healed tonight, oh God. We are believing tonight, oh God, for every mother's child, oh God, that they be set free from the bondages of hell, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they won't be taken on the street by gun violence, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are believing you, oh God, to rescue our children from the street, from gun violence, from, oh God, murder, from drugs, all types of drugs, oh God, our girls and our boys, oh God, and our girls from early pregnancies, oh God, and then we are believing you to help us, oh God, as we lay these things at your feet, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, God, you are our helper, God. Yes, you are, God. We can't do this thing without you, God.
So, Father God, we need you, God. We need you in every situation of our lives, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, someone is calling you, God. Oh, God, and they need your help, oh, God. Someone, oh, God, is hungry tonight. Oh, God, don't have no food, but I know, God, you can lose the hands of some, the fists of someone that can give them a basket of food, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. God, you said you are a provider. So, God, we stand on your word of who you said you are, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We pull down every principality and power of the air, anything that's just not like you, God. And, God, we trample it under our feet. And, oh, God, we know that we have the victory in you, Lord God. We have the victory, oh, God, when we, oh, God, stand on your word, God. We stand on your word, oh, God, because your word will move mountains. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God. Oh, praise your name, God. Your name, oh, God, has all power in it, oh, God. Oh, God, and you have given us that name to use, God. And so, Father God, we say in your name, we command every demon spirit, every demonic spirit, everything that tries, oh, God, to cause havoc in our lives, that it must go. In the name of Jesus, it has no authority to stay around us. We are free in you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Father. And you said in everything now, Lord, give thanks, for this is the will that concerneth us, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that we can come with thanksgiving and praise unto you, oh God. Let our praises go up, that the blessings may come down. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, praise your name, praise your name, praise that matchless and wonderful name. Oh, it's good. It's good. That name is good all the time. All the time he's good. And oh, we look to him. Oh, yes, Lord God, we look to you, Jesus, and we thank you that you're seated on the right hand of the Father. Yes, Lord, making intercession for us. Oh, God, thank you. We thank you. Yes, God. Yes, God. We don't take that lightly. Oh, God, because, oh, God, no matter what's going on in our lives, you are seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. You'll never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to my God and my Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. The one who made us and knows all about us. You created us in your own image. Now, Lord God, we look unto you, oh God, for a wonderful, what a wonderful thing that you have done when you created us. You said you created us a little bit lower than the heavens. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise God. What else can we say? When we recognize just who you are and who you are to us, oh God. Oh, praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name, Lord. Go behind prison walls. Touch somebody's life that have not called upon you. Rescue them, oh God. Go into their house today, oh God, just like you did Zacchaeus. And, oh God, visit with them. Cause them to turn to you, oh God. Repent from their sin. Ask for forgiveness, oh God. And say, Lord, they'll say, Lord, I have sinned, oh God. And, oh God, they'll turn to you, God, and serve you for the rest of their lives. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? May be slain by the bullet, or whatever you may be going through tonight. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is willing and waiting and able to give us rest. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I have my sister Peggy Biden here tonight, and I'm going to let her come, and then I'll be right back with you. Praise God.
Well, praise the Lord. We're here again another Sunday night, just giving us the word of God to all who would be listening. And, of course, this is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. To listen into our program, please dial area code 714-409-0578. Again, that number is 714-409-0578. Press 1 if you'd like to give a joyful report to the Lord or ask for prayer requests. Always. And we're just so happy that you are listening tonight. Also on Friday nights, we have Sister Janice Williams. Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, which is part of Ministry of God's Favorites. Friday nights at 7 p.m. She is a wonderful teacher. And you can call this number again, area code 714-409-0578, and you will receive a great blessing by just listening to God's words. God's word never goes back to him void. And that is one thing that we have to say. Sunday nights at 7 with Pastor Evangelist Vivian George, and Friday nights at 7 with Minister Janice Williams. Isn't it wonderful that we have the privilege of going on the air and letting others know what God has done for us? The verse for this week, to give you encouragement, is Romans 15:13. The Lord of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Just think about it. The Lord of hope fills you with joy and peace in believing. That's Romans 15:13. Then we go to Isaiah. Isaiah, isn't that wonderful? Isaiah has some very beautiful words for us tonight. Chapter 11. A new branch will grow from the stump of a tree, so a new king will come from the family of Jesse. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon that king. The Spirit will give him wisdom and understanding, guidance and power. The Spirit will teach him to know and respect the Lord. This king will be glad to obey the Lord. He will not judge by the way things look or decide by what he hears, but he will judge the poor honestly. He will be fair in his decision for the poor people of the land. At his command, evil people will be punished, and by his words, the wicked will be put to death. Goodness and fairness will give him strength like a belt around his waist. The wolves will live in a peace with lambs, and leopards will lie down to rest with goats. Calves, lions, and young bulls will eat together, and a little child will lead them. Isn't it wonderful that God has given us that promise, and we come as children unto him, and he will lead us into perfection. We just ask God to forgive us of our sins and reach down and say, God, help me. Our prayer request tonight is for our listeners that has problems with their kidneys. Quite a few people in this world has that. For blood circulation, for shingles, for diabetes, for cancer, for ear problems, eye problems, and all children's diseases. We need to pray not only for adults, but also for children. Pray for protection around the city. Pray for protection around your neighborhood. Pray for protection of your own soul, because the devil can take and he can come and he can be so sweet and he can put a desire in our hearts, but we have to guard that against praying on to God to give us the strength and the courage to go on living for God. We love God. You love God. Let's pray for those moms and dads that have kids tonight in prison, those that have children in the hospital. Moms and dads need great encouragement, and our best encouragement is right here in Romans 15:13. It says, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Remember to share Jesus this week in your fellowship with your friends, and remember to share that he's coming soon. And remember, a little child will lead them. He will lead them, and God will lead us also. Thank you for listening to God's Favorite Radio Program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. Call in. The number is area code 714-409-0578. We love you, and may God bless you. Sister Vivian.
Praise God, praise God. We are so glad to have you tonight back. Praise God, hallelujah. Miss her when she's not here. Praise God, hallelujah. I want to talk about tonight, our topic will be, Lord, look down on this branch. Lord, look down on this branch. And we're going to go to John 15, starting at verse 1. Praise God. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit is taken away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear of itself, except it abide in the vine. So, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the true vine, ye are the branches. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I am him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. We don't want to be as branches that is no good. We don't want to be like the man said, cast into the fire and burned, no good for nothing. We don't want our likes to go out. We don't want to be unsalty, but we want to be salty for God. So we ask the Lord to look down on this branch, that we may be kept. He said, I am the true vine, and you are the branches. And he told us to go and bear forth much fruit. Sometimes we get a little lazy. Sometimes we get a little slowful, as I may say. But God wants us to be alert at all times. He wants us to be on fire for him, ready to perform whatever he has for us. Praise God. So he's letting us know what we are to him. We are the branches. We are the branches. And he wants this branch to be fruitful, to go out and tell others about the goodness of Jesus, how fruitful Jesus is to us. Praise God. He wants us to be fruitful for him. He don't want us to be stagnated. He don't want us to be stubborn. He don't want us to not to love others. He don't want us not to give to others. See, God has a lot of things in us, in being for us to be fruitful, to go forth in this life, to be busy and doing what he wants us to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at Psalms 102, 19 and 20. It said, for he had looked down from the heights of his sanctuary, from the heavens, did the Lord behold the earth, to bear the groanings of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death. So no matter where you are, God is looking down on us. I don't care if you're in prison. God is looking down on his branches.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So, he says, for God had looked down from the heights of the sanctuary from the heaven, and did the Lord behold the earth to bear the groanings of the prisoners, to loose those that are appointed to death. God's got everybody on his mind. See, the devil has some darts pointed towards you. He would love to steal, kill, and destroy you. But God is looking down from the borders of heaven. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life, and life more abundantly. Jesus has got us on his mind. He's looking down if we abide in him. Like he said earlier, we must abide in him. Praise God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Never, never want to be without God. Always looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our lives. Praise God. We got to look to Jesus in times like these. Oh, praise God. We have to continuously looking unto Jesus. We have so much disturbance in the land, so we have to look to Jesus. And Jesus is going to talk to the Father. Oh, praise God. Now, you may say you might be talking to somebody else, but my Bible says the only way is through Jesus Christ, God's Son. Praise God. 1 Peter, another scripture, 3:12. 1 Peter 3:12 says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. God does not want you to do evil. For he wants to keep his eyes, the eyes of the Lord, upon the righteous. Oh, he calls you his own. You are his righteous branch. You are his own. He's called you his beloved. Ask the Lord to look on this branch, Lord. Look on this branch. Lord, I don't want to be without you. I don't want to be without you not 1 minute or the hour or the second of the day. Lord, look on me and keep me, Lord. Keep me from all harm. That's what another thing that we need to pray. Pray that we be kept, because the enemy is out here, as I said earlier, to steal, to kill, and destroy. Ask that the Lord keep you from all harm, all danger. Every bullet that's flying, anything that the devil may throw a dart in your way, the devil has darts to try to stop you. But God, if you're looking unto Jesus, praise God, he will keep your mind, he said, in perfect peace. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Only if we abide in him. And you know that abiding in God is reading his word, studying his word, letting God do his perfect work in you, being obedient to him. Praise God. Abide in the Lord. Praise God. Let him be your friend. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's read another scripture. Psalms 80:14-15. Praise God. Psalms 80:14. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and behold and visit this vine and the vineyard which thy right hand has planted, and the branch that thou madest strong for itself. God has done a great thing. He cares for you. He has made you strong. He planted you here.
I'm not here on my own. I didn't get here through some other source. You didn't get through here through some other source. But God planted you here. God planted you. And you have a purpose and a being for being planted here. And what did he say? To bear fruit. To bear fruit. Say, Lord, look on this branch. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to, oh God, to bear fruit. Oh God, you care so much for me, Lord. Anytime you made me and you made me strong, when I'm thinking I'm weak, I'm strong, Lord, because you are in me. Yes, he's inside of you. He left his spirit there to make you strong. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? You know that God planted you here on this earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, he didn't just plant you here for nothing. He planted you here for a purpose and a reason. Praise God. Oh, and that purpose, and he told us that purpose and a reason is to bear fruit. That means you are beautiful in his sight. Oh, it's a wonderful thing if you are bearing fruit. Praise God. That means you are helping others. You're being fruitful down here. You are not being lazy in the vineyard. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you that you are a part of him. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about that. I don't know about you. I'm so excited to know that God planted me here. And he planted me here for a purpose and a reason. Then I need to be busy. Praise God. Let's look at another verse. Isaiah 63. Praise God. Isaiah 63 and 15. And it reads as, look down from heaven. God is still looking down on you. Think about it. God's still looking down. And behold, from the inhabitant of thy holiness and from thy glory, where is thy zeal and thy strength, the sounding of thy bowels and thy mercies toward me? Are they restrained? Praise God. Look down from heaven and behold the inhabitation. The habitation. We are God's habitation. We are God's habitation. Praise God. We are inhabiting this earth to bring forth his glory. Praise God. The sounding of thy bowels and of thy mercies. Oh, praise God. Oh, we are to shout. We are to sing. We are to give praise. Oh, we are to praise the Lord. Oh, for his goodness and his mercy, for it endured forever. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. His mercy endured forever and ever and ever and ever. God is looking down, and his love is being extended to us. Praise God, hallelujah. Aren't you happy? Aren't you glad that God's love, it's being extended to you every day? That's the grace of God. That is the grace of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. The grace of God just continues and continues and continues. I'm talking about grace now. That unmerited favor. That unmerited favor is extended and it continues and continues on down to us every day. Every day. He's not withholding no good thing from those that walk upright before him. Oh, praise God. Oh, you know, I think about this grace. This grace is just extended every day and every day and every day, and it never stops. Praise God. Isn't that awesome? God's grace, that unmerited favor, oh, just, I tell you, it's carrying us, going with us. That's awesome. Look at Lamentation 3 and 48.
Lamentations 3:48 says, my eye runneth down with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughters of my people. God's eye runneth down with rivers of water. I mean, just like rivers of water. He just so entangled with our lives. God is so entangled with you in everything that concerneth us. It runneth down like rivers of water, because he don't want his people to go through all the destruction and all the things that they go through. God wants us to be happy. He wants us to be free. He wants us to live in the prosperity that he has provided for us. And in that same verse, in Lamentation 3:48, he says that his eye trickleth down and ceases not. God never takes his eye off of his children. His eye trickleth down. You ought to be more attentive to God to know his eye just trickles down. You mean that he never takes it off of you? It ceases not. And without any intermission. That means, look at that eye. That eye covers this whole world. This eye that I'm talking about. Say, Lord, oh God, thank you, Father, for looking down on this branch. Oh, thank you, Lord, for that eye. Thank you, Lord, for that eye that never, it don't ever close. God don't sleep, neither do he slumber. Praise God. God is ever, ever looking down on his children. He's leading us and guiding us in the way that we should go if we desire to follow him. Praise God. The word trickleth means God's eye will flow unceasingly without relief. That's awesome. I think that's awesome. You ought to just cover that in your heart forever. You ought to go write it down so you can look at it. That the eye, God's eye, trickleth mean God's eye will flow unceasingly without relief. That's forever and ever and ever. He loves you just that much. He loves you just that much. Praise God. When it's nobody that you can say that loves you as much as God loves you. Praise God. Praise God. Anytime somebody never takes their eye off of you, you ought to be jumping and shouting, oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. And speaking of that unseen eye that we cannot see, we can't see him, but he sees all of us. Isn't that awesome? That unseen eye that never sleeps, never taken off of us. We can't see him, but he can see us. He just wants us to live for him and be obedient to him. Praise God. Never sleeps, and he never slumbers. He never sleeps, nor he ever slumbers. That's the God we serve. That's the God that made you. That's the God that knows all about you. Praise God. Awesome God. Awesome God. Praise God. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. I am so consumed with this. Oh, praise God. I just love the Lord, how he thinks of us. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's a mighty God. 2 Chronicles, praise God. 16, praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, praise God. Praise God. This is an awesome God. Oh, praise God. And we don't want to offend our God. We don't want to offend him, because he is really there for us at all times. Praise God. 16:9 says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. You hear what God just said? The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Throughout the whole earth. Oh, my God. To show himself strong. God going to show himself in your behalf. Praise God. Hallelujah. To those whose heart are perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth, thou shalt have wars. Praise God. But God's eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Oh, looking at his children, helping his children. Oh, strong in their behalf. Praise God. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself. Oh, he's showing himself to you. Showing himself strong in behalf of those. Oh, in your hearts, in your mind. God is there to capture every moment that the devil is trying to, take you out. Jesus said, I know you. I created you in my own image and after my own likeness. I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all your ways, actions, and personalities. This is the God, praise God, that loves you. Praise God. He said, I am the one that numbered the hairs on your head. Praise God. You can't do anything without me. That's what he told us early. We can't do anything without him. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know all about you before you was conceived in your mother's womb. I am the one that knit you together in your mother's womb. That's who he is to this branch. Praise God. That's who holds all the power in his hand. Ask the Lord to look down on this branch. Or we just explain some great things to you of who he is, oh God, to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, he's great. He's great and he's mighty. He's a mighty God. Whatever you've been praying for, whatever you stands in need of, whatever the need may be, it may be great and it may be small. There's nothing too hard for God. You may say, oh, nobody understands what I'm going through. What did he say? Watch therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. You got to be able, watching, praise God. Watch in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of the ministry. God wants you to be watchful. Praise God. If his eyes up on you, just go forth and watch and fulfill the purpose. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's got it. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's got everything in control. So we are his testimony. We are his chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. We are a peculiar people. That's who we are to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Anytime God's eye is up on us, praise God. Oh, he's making us every day stronger and stronger in the power of his might.
to go for us, to carry out. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. That's awesome. You know, knowing that that eye is upon you, he said, go for it. Go for it. God just commands us and lets us know, no matter what we may face in life, that he's there. And then he tells us to humble ourselves. Humble ourselves. Seek his face. Seek God's face. Because God's face is on us. God's face is listening and waiting in his promise. Because the face of God means his presence. And when we stand in his presence, we are seeking his favor. The pouring out of one's heart before his face. I want to look into that, full into that wonderful face. Oh, yes. Beholding his face, praise God, is where I want to be. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. You know, every time the devil try to hinder you, all we have to do is look to Jesus. Praise God. Because I just explained to you how that we are the branches and how his eye is steady on us. Praise God. That eye will never be taken off of you. So don't fear. Don't fear. Solomon prayed that to the Father and that his eyes be open upon his house day and night. Solomon made supplications unto the Lord. Praise God. Solomon prayed that the Father's eyes be open unto his house. You need to pray over your house and ask the Lord to keep this house, Lord, in everything in here, anything that, oh God, concerneth you in this house. Lord, let your eyes be open to this house. Oh, praise God. God will keep you. God will keep his children in perfect peace, those that keep their minds stayed upon him. Oh, praise God. Oh, most of all Jesus prayed, his disciples asked him to teach them how to pray. If you don't know how to pray, and ask God to keep his eye, look down on this branch. Call up on him and say, Lord, look down on this branch and keep me. Keep my household. Keep my neighbors. Keep all my friends and associates. Oh, yes. Just talk to him. That's what Hezekiah done. When they told Hezekiah that he was sick unto death, to get ready. And Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and he prayed. He turned to his God. He didn't turn to anyone else. He just got along with God and told God. And God stepped in and extended Hezekiah's life 15 years. Yes, he added 15 years to his life. I'm telling you to ask the Lord to look down on this branch, oh God. Even when I don't feel like it, even though you may feel a little weak, all you have to do is ask God to look down on this branch. And he'll hear the sincerity of your heart. He will bring blessings. He will bring all our desires and requests for help. He'll hear your cry for help.
Yes.
Because he's our helper. Prayers will strengthen our faith. Prayers will strengthen our faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, not only Samuel prayed for his house, but David did too. And when we look at how the men of old prayed for their house,
Oh, praise God. Stood in the gap. Oh, praise God. For their household. Praise God. You will cry out, Lord, look down on this branch, oh God, that you have so fearfully and wonderfully made. Praise God. I'm yours, Lord. Oh, just put your hands and your heart, your mind, your soul in the heart of God. Oh, praise God. That's all he's asking because he's looking down on you. Just bring it all to the altar and put it under the blood of Jesus. Everything that tries to easily beset you, put it under the blood of Jesus. The blood has been spilled for you. Praise God. Jesus has died for you. He shed his blood. His body was broken and beaten for you. So God won't leave you. No, he won't leave you nor forsake you. He will never, because we just saw it. You know, we've heard our ministries say God will never leave you nor forsake you. But we just saw how his eye will never be taken off of you. Praise God. Praise God. Never his eye. Praise God. God's love is so innumerable. More than we can explain, more than we can even ask or think. God's eye is steady trickling down on you. Wherever you may be, whatever you may be going through, or whatever you're facing in life, if you only knew, if you only get what I'm trying to put out to you tonight, how God's eye is unceasingly trickling down on you, then God has a part in whatever you're going through, and he's ready to take care of the situation. But he wants you to know something. He wants you to know something deep down in your soul. See, God wants to deal in the soulless room with realm and take care of this thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm so glad that you listen in tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. Shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you. And may he give you peace. I pray that you have peace. I pray that whatever you may be going through, if you would like for us to pray for us, you may call us at 504-347-5797. Praise God. We'd be glad to pray with you. Praise God. People are going through such a hard times right now. But, oh, I know the prayers of the right. So may you be blessed in the field. May you be blessed in your meal bar. May you be blessed in your home. May you be blessed in everything that you touch. May your hands, oh, whatever comes in your hand, it be blessed. You receive hundredfolds in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Be back with us next weekend at the same time, 7 o'clock p.m., and listen for a study in the Word with me, Pastor Vivian George. Be glad to reach out to you. And if you would love to write us, ask us a question, you may write us at God's Favorites, P.O. Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana. 0073. Praise God. Bless you now. We're so glad you're here. Bye-bye.